What's going to be your go-to competitor? Good morning, Jake here, your chief encouragement officer, and welcome to this episode of the Compete Everyday Podcast. We're finishing out another week, and so I want to give you a motivating message as we head into the weekend around encouraging yourself. No one talks to you more than you do on a daily basis. We know that it's very likely we can get in our own head and have a negative conversation. In fact, research shows that they estimate we have 6,000 thoughts per day, and over two-thirds of those thoughts are negative. It's biologically programmed into us to have negative thoughts, to talk to ourselves in the poor way. But the problem is most of us are simply listening to that voice inside. We're not talking back to it. And one of the things that I've learned and started to embrace over the last couple of years from a fitness perspective and how it applies to life is the importance of shifting my verbal language and my body language. In those moments of stress, of discomfort, shifting how I talk and shifting how I stand, I show up, have had a dramatic impact on the work I've been able to do. So let's look at each of these separately. So the first is how we talk to ourselves. What are the things that we do? So as I've shared here on the podcast, this past year, I signed up to do a High Rocks race about 3 days before the race, which means I was vastly underprepared for it. I had my calves go out on me about the last 1,500 or so meter run. So I'm speed walking around the course, which as someone who prides themselves on being in shape, was a little embarrassing. It was easy in that moment to let my ego start to take over and to start to doubt myself, to question, to think, oh man, they're making fun of me. Oh man, how embarrassing this is. And in those moments, I caught my thoughts. I caught the thoughts I was having. I started to change that and said, man, you're doing the thing they wish they were doing. You're running around this. It doesn't matter if you're speed walking, hobbling. You're doing the thing. You're competing and everybody on the sidelines wishes they were doing it. How do I know that? Because I've been there. I've seen my man Neil do a half Ironman. I thought, that looks kind of fun. I've seen friends do CrossFit competitions and thought, I probably should have signed up for that. I've seen other people doing the High Rocks race and thinking, man, they're having so much fun. I'm a little jealous. I know what it's like to be a fan, a bystander on the sidelines, watching other people compete. There is a hunger, a draw to get out there. And so in those moments, instead of saying, man, this is embarrassing, man, my calves have gone out, man, I can't do this the way I wanted to. I just started reminding myself, you're doing the thing they wish they were doing. And what I found was confidence in that. Because what that was to me was the reminder that I'm making the choice to put myself out there to test myself, whether I was ready for it or not. I'm going to test myself to see what my baseline is so I have a target with which to get better. And there's a lot of people on the sidelines at the race watching, wishing they had signed up, wishing maybe they hadn't let fear talk them out of signing up. It's what we talk about here on the show all the time. I'm a huge fan of Theodore Roosevelt's quote, "The man in the arena." And the credit belongs to the person who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood. Regardless of whether they win or they lose, they get the credit because their place in life is far better than the, quote, "cold and timid soul sitting in the stands." When we watch a football game, there are 22 on the field and there are 100,000 in the stands. When we watch a basketball game, there are 10 on the court. There are thousands in the stands. Life works the same way. Most people are in the stands and not on the field. Most people are watching and not competing. And so if you're the person who's competing, if you're the person who's putting yourself out there in a physical event, if you're the person who's constantly working on your career skills and applying for management positions or stepping into a C-suite level, if you're the one who's taking risks, betting on yourself and doing the work to improve in a society that likes to be lazy, then you have to remind yourself of that and take pride in the fact that you're doing the things most people won't do and you're going to get the results that most people wish they had. And so when I'm in the middle of a race, that's what I remind myself over and over again is I'm doing the thing a lot of them were too scared to do. I'm doing the thing that they wish they were doing. I'm doing the thing to get better instead of become more average. And so the way I talk to myself in those moments of discomfort is impactful in how I show up because it's the same thing I remind myself in the middle of a workout when I'm doing devil's presses and I'm running on the assault tread and I'm just feeling like, oh my God, I want to die. I remind myself I'm doing the thing that most people wouldn't get up and do today. I'm doing the thing that's making me better today. And that self-talk starts to change how I show up. Now, the one thing I love to do is pair that self-talk with how I change my body language. And the biggest for me is smiling. It's smiling when my lungs are on fire. It's smiling when my legs hurt. It's smiling when I'm tired because it's smiling and standing up straight and trying to suck wind and say, hey, You're doing the thing. You're having fun doing the thing. This isn't pain. This is discomfort. This isn't a punishment. This is an opportunity. I remember my buddy Carlos that owns one of the gyms I go to. He was going through wall balls in the middle of a workout and he was just like, I'm dying. Like, I'm dying. You could see it on his face. He mentally was starting to hit that wall. And I told him, I was like, stand up and smile. And he was like, what? I was like, smile, because you love this. You love fitness so much that you opened a gym to help other people do this. You love this. And if you'll stand up and smile and have fun doing this, dealing with this discomfort, you're going to model it for everyone else and you're going to start to take more pride in the work you're doing. One of the episodes we had on this show last year was how your body language is a billboard for your mental toughness. You see it in sports. When something doesn't go someone's way that is not mentally tough, what happens? Their shoulders slump, their head drops. They start to pout. They start to focus in on themselves. They're all about what's not working, why they're the victim, all of the things that go wrong. But you notice the person who's cool as a cucumber, when something doesn't go their way, they're unfazed. They're not slumping their shoulder. They're not dropping their head. All they're focused on is, cool, I did that. That was a mistake. Won't do it again. Here's what I'm going to do next time. They're focused on being in the moment. And so today, what I want to challenge you to do is take stock of how do you talk to yourself in moments of discomfort. When you're getting ready to walk in that boardroom and make a presentation to your investors or to your leadership team, are you telling yourself, man, I hope I don't sound stupid. Man, I don't know what I'm going to say. Man, I hope I don't mess this up. Or are you walking into that space saying, I've prepared for this and I'm doing the thing that a lot of my coworkers wouldn't step up and do? I'm getting ready to speak in front of people, and we know that public speaking is the fear of 99% of people in the world today. And so I'm doing the thing that most people are afraid of. I'm going to take pride in that. I'm going to have confidence in that. Are you reminding yourself when you get up and drag your butt to the gym on the day that you're tired, you're sluggish, you don't feel motivated, it's cold, it's rainy, it's whatever, that, hey, I'm making the decision that most people won't make, and guess what? I'm going to chase down the goals that most people wish they had. The way you talk to yourself influences how you show up. And when you can learn to start taking control of your body language, when you feel the shoulder slump, you start to stand up and pull them back. When you feel your head drop, you start to raise it up high and you smile. It changes how you show up. And the best part about this is everybody's watching. You may not think it. You may think in the middle of a race with thousands of people, people aren't watching you, but they are. Judges are. Fans are. And when they see that person that looks like they're dying smile, man, that crushes the other people out there who don't have that mental fortitude. It inspires the people on the sideline of what's possible, and it shows them that you can have fun dealing with discomfort, that you can be courageous in the face of fear. It sets the example that you are a leader and you're someone worth following. And don't we need more of that in the world today? Focus on how you talk to yourself. Start encouraging yourself about the things that you do that most people won't, even if it feels ordinary, even if it doesn't feel like a big deal. I want you to take pride and confidence in doing the thing, in stepping into a management role that most people would want to avoid, in getting up and going to the gym on the days you don't feel it. Heck, in just starting to change the cycle that's been in your family. Take pride in doing the things that a lot of people wouldn't do because it's uncomfortable and requires effort, but guess what? You're doing it. And I hope you're doing it this morning and that you take pride in it and you build your confidence in it, because here's the truth. People are watching you. Set the example that they should follow instead of being a lesson of what they should avoid. Lead the way today, competitor. You know I'm cheering for you. Go win your day. Thanks again, competitor, for tuning in to another episode of the Compete Everyday Podcast. This is Jake Thompson, your Chief Encouragement Officer, and I'm glad you're here because that means you're a driven leader who wants to maximize your performance and pursue greatness in every area of your life. To learn more about Compete Everyday, get involved in our leadership cohort, or find resources to help you lead better and succeed more, visit CompeteEveryday.com. I'll see you next episode.